Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special show on Roach Valley Radio. We are obviously coming up to Christmas, one of the busiest times of the year. You're all looking forward to your Christmas parties. You're all looking forward to having a great night out, meeting up with friends, going out for a couple of drinks over this festive period. So I'm joined this afternoon by two people who are driving a project which is going to make that experience a lot more pleasurable for everybody in Bury Town Centre on a night out, not just for Christmas. Remember, drink safe schemes aren't just for Christmas, they're for the whole year. But this is particularly important at this time of year. So I'm very happy to say I've been joined by Andrew Vernon, who is the Neighbourhood Prevention Hub Sergeant, and PC Pete Eccleston, who is the District Licensing Officer. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, Tim.
Afternoon, Tim.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have the uniform constabulary with us on this afternoon. You're here to talk to us about a scheme called Best Bar None. This is something which the two of you have been instrumental in setting up around Bury Town Centre. So why don't you, I'll tell you what, let's start off big. Give us an overall idea about what Best Bar None is.
So thanks, Tim. Yeah, Best Bar None is a national accreditation scheme for licensed premises. It's a scheme that's supported by the Home Office, and it's also supported by police forces and local authorities up and down the country. At the moment, there's around 70 Best Bar None schemes in the UK. And the scheme's aim, it's an accreditation scheme for licensed premises aimed at raising standards within licensed premises, therefore creating a safer and more pleasurable night out for anybody who's attending the nighttime economy. So that's the bare bones of what Best Bar None's about. For us, it's a huge scheme. It's something that we can use as a tool to work with licensees to help them raise standards. It's not so much us cracking the whip, it's more about helping them along and making their premises better and more safe for customers. So that's really what it's about.
So as a long-term user of the nighttime economy of Bury Town Centre, a little bit too much if you ask my other half, there are an awful lot of different sorts of establishments. There's big pubs, there's smaller bars, there's little, there's smaller kind of craft beer places versus, you know, your bigger sort of, you know, larger pubs. Pubs that have been there for an awful long time who have maybe thought, well, we've been doing it this way for 30 years. Why are we suddenly going to change it? So how do you bring everybody into the same kind of structure?
So Best Bar None is, like I say, it's an accreditation scheme, and it's got a very robust mechanism for testing people, testing premises on the policies and the procedures. And there's criteria that they have to follow. So it doesn't matter if you've got a small pub, like say a real ale bar, or something that's large, like a large nightclub. There's three types of criteria: the essential criteria, there's desirable, and bonus criteria. So for anybody to pass Best Bar None, they must pass all the essential criteria. Now that's we can't change that. That is how it is. For you to have the basic standards to pass Best Bar None, you must go through this procedure and score all the essential criteria. However, for other venues that have been here a long time and maybe already have that, for instance, some of the national chains that people will know, the standard stuff, it's there, it's given to them. But they might want to go above and beyond and then start scoring towards the bonus criteria and essential and desirable criteria, which then gives them more points. And we're, basically what we're doing is a bronze, silver and gold award. And even to get the bronze, which is the basic, they have to jump through hoops. They have to make sure everything's in place. It's not something, this award isn't something that anybody can get out of a cornflakes packet. They have to work for it, you know. So it really is a way of showing people that they're trying their best to make the town better.
And Pete, so as the district licensing office, you're the one you're the one on the streets going from door to door. How has the sort of acceptance of the scheme been? Is it something that people can immediately see the advantages to?
Yeah, I mean, you look like Andy referred to, some of the smaller chains or those that are an independent, they look at Best Bar None and think, oh my God, have you seen all this criteria we've got to get through? Whereas like you say, your chains will already have it in place. But working with them, working in partnership, we managed to get them through that process and relieve some of those fears you know, we've done some training with them in relation to counterterrorism, and, you know, for like INVAC and EVAC, and policies that they, and ideas that they could bring into their own establishment, so that, God forbid, it never happens. But if, say, for instance, there was an incident, they've got some ideas though in terms of what they've got to do. So yeah, a lot of it has been about working in partnership and going round and offering them advice and saying, well, you know, let's have a look at this policy, right? How can we change it? Right, you've not got that policy, so let's have a look at one. And it's all been around basically just that partnership working and keeping them on board and saying, you know, giving them that encouragement to say, look, you can do it. And yeah, don't get me wrong, to begin with, it'll probably seem like a bit of a, you know, long, hard slog for them. But once that bit's there and that grounding's there, it'll pay dividends in the long run.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Bury, like many other towns and cities, you know, has had its fair share of antisocial behaviour, has issues, just like everywhere else does.
Yeah.
So as a punter out on a Saturday night, if I'm going into a Best Bar non-town, will I see any differences? Will I, you know, or is it kind of stuff that kind of goes on behind the scenes, you know, like door staff talking to each other? If there's an antisocial group going around, getting their heads up and letting everybody know that there's something going on.
But in part, yeah, we have Pub Watch that sort of gets people talking about troublemakers and keeping people out of town. And because of the nature of Pub Watch, it becomes quite negative because they're talking about problems. With Best Burn On, it's a really positive scheme. It's talking about doing good things to make things better. So you might not always just notice that Best Burn On is in a particular premise, other than the accredited premises having a red plaque outside, which you'll get at the awards night in February, by the way. So you'll see the accredited premises in the new year. They'll have a bright red plaque outside the front door at the entry point saying we're accredited, we're Best Burn On accredited. But a lot of it is about the procedures and the policies and the management styles as well. And like I said, without this, certainly some of the independents, they don't always know, and I don't mean this to be negative for independents because they work hard and a lot of independent venues are brilliant at what they do. But sometimes they don't have that lift from a big company to say, this is how you need to do it. And they're finding things out themselves. So with Best Burn On, like I said, they've got that criteria, what they can follow. And it might be about how they deal with a drugs issue, which an independent or somebody with an experience might not always know how to best deal with a drugs issue. How they deal with violence, how they report it, how they record it, sometimes it's how they deal with glass issues and things like that. There's all sorts of what look quite minor detail, but when they followed the criteria and ticked all these boxes and introduced new policies, it makes the venue better and generally a safer place to be than somebody who's never gone through this process and never made sure that they've got A, B and C in place. So it's a really positive scheme. It's all about public safety and it's all about the management and staff working together to make sure all the policies are being followed and adhered to, so that it doesn't matter. Like you rightly said, we're coming to a busy period of the time of year at the moment, but it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or if it's summer, they're following those policies to make sure that they're running a safe venue.
And I suppose the other thing as well is if you're a Best Bar non-town, Pete, if you have a reputation as being a safe town, that's going to attract new business, isn't it? It's going to attract new landlords. It's going to attract new openings and things like that, you know, yeah. which makes Bury a better town centre to be in.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if it's known for it being a Best Bar non-location, obviously with that then comes that...
like a confidence.
That obviously from... You know, there's that reduction in violence, because that's what it's designed to do is look at the nighttime economy, reduction in violence and things like that. So it's that, well, yeah, we've got confidence. You've got a nighttime economy that's, you know, Best Bar non-accredited. So it gives them that confidence to say, well, hang on, look, if we offer a venue in Bury Town Centre, say, that they know they're going to a safer location than what potentially those that aren't accredited and haven't gone through this whole scheme that, you know, the criteria.
And just thought, sorry, no, Tim, go, I was just going to say, just thought to add on really to what Pete's saying, as I mentioned to you just before we started the interview, I set up this scheme, or Best Burn On, in Bolton about 5 years ago now. And within the first 8 or 9 months of that scheme being set up, we reduced violence within licensed premises by about 33%, which is huge. And that was just down to the licensees all working together, following higher standards, talking to one another, you know, and it really does work. It keeps it they know to support one another, and that's what Best Burn On's about, supporting other premises, but also supporting your own staff, making sure everybody's got the right tools to do a proper job. And it also works well hand in hand, really, with Purple Flag, which Berry's been doing for a good number of years now. So it supports, albeit specific, Best Burn On specific to licensed premises, it does fit hand in glove with Purple Flag in making the town centre a better place to be.
And it builds the relationship between yourselves as a police force and the people who are running the bars as well, doesn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the good thing. Pete's only been doing the licensing role for about 6 months, so he's still getting to know quite a lot of the licensees. But it does; it's a positive thing. And they also know that when Pete goes, it's not just that big stick, we're coming to talk to you about problems. He's coming actually to try and help them get through these problems as well, and it's a great tool for that. And you've had some really positive feedback, haven't you?
Definitely.
Oh, have you? Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, all right, you might get that initial, like I say, the licensees, certainly your independents will look at it with a bit of a daunting face initially. But to be fair, there's not one of them that's come at us and said that we're not doing it, it's not worth it, or whatever. You know, we've got that huge support there from the town centre that want to get involved.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be very short-sighted not to realise the advantages, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, if people going out, on the run-up to Christmas, if they kind of want to know more about it, if they maybe want to know which bars are and, you know, which bars are somewhere on the chain or something like that, is there any way they can go to find out more information?
It's in the pipeline. I'm in the process of creating a QR code so that those Best Burn On non-accredited schemes will have a QR code in there. They'll be able to find out who the local taxi ranks are, where to get a taxi, who to contact. You'll have all the details of where all the accredited premises are. Supports agencies there in terms of, you know, for those that are suffering with, you know, alcohol or gambling, drugs issues. So there's a whole mixture in this that I'm putting together for this QR code. All right, it's not fully up and running yet, but hopefully in the near future we'll get that out to those premises that are involved with Best Burn On, and it'll have all the information in there.
It will be up and running. He's doubting himself though. He just doesn't know that it will be up and running very soon, Tim.
Don't doubt your IT skills, Pete.
But that QR code is so important. There's information in there for everybody. So that's one way that we're going to get public safety advice. So if you're in a Best Burn On premises, you can scan the QR code that Pete's creating, and it'll take you to Ask for Angela information, anti-spiking information, anything that's caused people concern when they've been out over the last year or so, 2 years. They might be able to find a bit of advice on there. We're doing also some social media as well. It's all in the early days, but pretty soon, like Pete said, pretty soon we'll have things out there so customers around the nighttime economy will be able to readily identify any Best Burn On premises.
Okay, no, well, it sounds brilliant. And like I said, as a regular user and, you know, having a son who's a regular user as well, anything that can increase the safety is a good thing. Is a good thing by me. Thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it. I hope it is a quiet Christmas in Bury Town Centre. Yeah. I hope it all goes nicely. Will you come back on in a couple of months and let us know how it's all going?
We'd be glad to.
Yeah,
we'd
definitely.
Be glad to. We're doing a launch. We're doing an awards night in February for the premises that have took part this year. But the same night will be the launch night. So we're hoping as well to attract premises from further around the district, not just Bury Town Centre. So that's something to look forward to.
We're always happy to put on a tuxedo and turn up for something like that. Not a problem at all. Well, thank you so much, guys. I look forward to talking to you at some point in the future, and have a fantastic Christmas.
And you too.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Cheers.
All right, cheers, Tim.